Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, that we can once again gather before His throne. To together serve Him and receive His teaching.
I'd
like to continue sharing on what is the church.
好,
let's first turn to a few passages in the Bible. Let's first turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 5.
列王记第五章十七节,
1 Kings, chapter 5, verse 17.
王下令人就凿出又大又宝贵的石头来用以立殿的根基。
Then the king commanded, and they quarried great stones, costly stones, to lay the foundation of the house with cut stones.
第六章第七节,
and chapter 6, verse 7.
前面那句话, 建殿是用山中凿成的石头,
and the first half of the verse, the house, while it was being built, was built of stone prepared at the quarry.
我想在第六章
We'll read portions from verse 14 through 22.
第15节, 殿里面用香柏木板贴墙。
Part of verse 15. Then he built the walls of the house on the inside with boards of cedar.
15节后半一句话, 又用松柏木板铺地。 内殿
The end of verse 15 and the beginning of verse 16. And he overlaid the floor of the house with boards of cypress. He built 20 cubits on the rear part of the house with boards of cedar from the floor to the ceiling.
内殿, 17节, 内殿前的外殿长40轴, 18节, 殿里一点石头都不显露, 一概用香柏木遮盖。
Verses 17 and 18. The house that is the nave in front of the inner sanctuary was 40 cubits long. Verse 18. There was cedar on the house within, carved in the shape of gourds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen.
21节, 所罗门用金金贴的殿内的墙。
Verse 21. So Solomon overlaid the inside of the house with pure gold.
22节, 全殿都贴上金纸, 直到贴完, 内殿前的坛,
Verse 22, he overlaid the whole house with gold until all the house was finished. Also, the whole altar, which was by the inner sanctuary, he overlaid with gold.
第八章十三节,
Chapter 8, verse 13.
我已经建造殿以做你的居所, 为你永远的住处。
I have surely built you a lofty house, a place for your dwelling forever.
历代之上22章
2 Kings chapter
22 第四节
Verse 4
大卫说我儿子所罗门还年幼，交任要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍万国。
Sorry, that was 1 Kings 22 verse 4 1 Kings 22, verse 4. And he said to Jehoshaphat, and timbers of cedar logs beyond number, for the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of cedar timber to David.
历代之下第二章第五节
And 2 Chronicles
第二章
Chapter
2第五节
Verse 5
我所要建造的殿宇甚大，因为我们的神至大，超乎诸神。
The house which I am about to build will be great, for greater is our God than all the gods.
第九节后了 后半段, 我要建造的殿宇高大出奇。
And the second half of verse 9. For the house which I am about to build will be great and wonderful. Let's now turn to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Verses 16 and 17. 岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？其若有人毁坏神的殿，神必毁坏那人，因为神的殿就是圣的，这殿就是你们。Do
you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
第六章19节20节
Chapter 6, verses 19 and 20.
岂不知你们的生死就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。Verse
19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。For
you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Let's conclude our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你儿女们带着一个欢喜快乐心来到你面前。Lord,
we thank you on this day of your resurrection that your children, bringing hearts filled with joy and thanksgiving, come before you.
每次来到你施恩座前，我们看见我们都是在你面前蒙受何等救恩的人。我今天能够侍立在神面前来侍奉你的敬拜你。And
every time we gather before you, we see that we are people that have received your salvation, and we can come together to serve and worship you.
为了这得着这个白白救恩，我们低头，我们敬拜，我们把感谢更多归给你。For
this free salvation, we bow our heads and worship you, and give thanks to you.
因为早晨仍然继续借着你的话，借着圣灵把这些话，再次说在我们心中。This
morning we pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to speak your words into our hearts.
越过人坏的有限，越过人的软弱，主啊，你亲自在圣灵里面向我们说话。And
may you overcome the limits of our language and of our human capacity, and may you speak your words directly into our hearts.
好像你的话很清楚、很明亮的。
May your word truly take root in our hearts.
按着你丰盛恩典带领你的教会一同往前去。With
your fullness of grace, may you lead your church forward.
我们感谢你，每次来到你面前都是因着耶稣的血。We
thank you that every time we gather before you, it is because of the blood of Christ.
因此早晨仍然靠着耶稣的血，我们同仰望祷告，都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And this morning, we continue to rely on the blood of Christ, and we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨来继续来看什么是教会。This
morning, we'll continue to share on what is the church.
我们上次提到说，我们讲到教会，说我们不是从今天地上教会的光景来看神的教会。And
we are not speaking of the current condition of the church here on earth to speak on the church.
我们是从神的心意里面来看教会。Let
us view the church from God's will point of view.
我们是从神的心意里面看见教会最终所要完成的时候所显出来光景是怎样。And
what His will the condition of the church that He is trying to show through His will.
若是我们从神的心里面来看教会，说我们今天追求才一个目标，才一个方向。
And only through His will can we see the direction that we are to pursue.
我们上次提到说教会是什么呢？或者说教会意义是什么？
Last time we shared what is the church and what is the purpose of the church.
更多前书第一章，使徒保罗在那很清楚地告诉我们。
In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul clearly tells us.
神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的。That
the church is all of those who are saints by calling.
以及所有在各处求告主耶稣基督之名的人。And
with all of those in every place who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很清楚，教会乃是我们这些求告主耶稣基督、相信主耶稣基督之名的人所组成的一个团体，被称为教会。
So the church clearly here is all of those gathered in every place that call on the name of the Lord.
因此我们神的圣上里面是个教会，是一个生命体，是一个有机体的一个生命的一个组织。
And because we call on the name of the Lord, we have His life in us. Therefore, we are a people that have the life of Christ.
是神借他儿子用他血把我们买赎回来归给他的。
And we are a people that have been purchased with the blood of Christ.
所以教会称为神的教会，称为主的教会。
And therefore, we are called the church of God.
那三次提到说，教会头一个被称为是神的家。
And last time we shared that the church is the place that was called the house of God.
神的家就是神的居所，神住在教会的中间。
So the house of God is where God dwells and He lives among us.
所以神住在他的教会当中，表明神是与人同住，与人同在。
That He dwells in the house of God means that He lives with His people and He abides with His people.
神要与人同住同在这件事情，在旧约已经借着摩西所建造会幕跟所罗门所建造圣殿，在那已经启示出来了。
That the Lord desires to dwell with the people is already established in the Old Testament with the tabernacle of Moses and the temple of Solomon.
所以当以色列百姓来到西乃山底下说，神在吩咐摩西说。
And so when the people arrived at the foot of Mount Sinai, the Lord commanded Moses, saying,
当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
He told them to build a tabernacle that I may live among them.
当所罗门把圣殿建造起来以后，他也在说，我已经建造的殿宇，做你的居所，作为你永远的住处。
And when Solomon built the temple, he said, I have built you a dwelling place forever.
所以当摩西所建造会幕，所罗门所建造的圣殿建成以后，耶和华荣光都充满在里面。
And so when the tabernacle was built and the temple was finished, the glory of the Lord shone from within these buildings.
那就是表明神住在百姓的中间。
Which tells us that the Lord is living among His people.
神与百姓同住。
The Lord is dwelling with His people.
但是到新约我们就很清楚了。And
so in the New Testament, we can see very clearly.
保罗再来告诉我们说呢，创造宇宙和其中万有的神是天地的主，不住在人所造的殿宇里面。He
tells us that the Lord of all creation does not dwell in a building built by man.
神不是住在那个物质的一个会幕，物质的一个圣殿。
He's not dwelling in a building of the tabernacle or the temple.
那些不过是一个影儿，一个象征。
These are just a shadow or an image.
神真正乃是要住在那些相信他的人心中。
The Lord truly desires to dwell in the hearts of the people who believe in Him.
神乃是要真正住在教会当中。
He wants to live amongst the church.
所以教会才是真正神的居所，神的家。
So the church truly is the Lord's dwelling place, His house.
感谢主，这是我们上次提到教会是神的家，是神的居所。So
last time we shared that the church is the house and the dwelling place of the Lord.
那今天我们来交通教会第二个意义，就是被称为神的殿。And
so today we'd like to share the second meaning of the church, which is the temple of God.
保罗在刚刚我们读了更多前书第三章那里告诉我们。
Paul shared in 1 Corinthians 3 that we just read.
他说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你里头。
He said, do you not know that you are a temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
The temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
再来保佑继续说，你们的身子就是圣灵的殿。
And he continues to say later that your body is the temple of God.
这圣灵是从神而来，住在你里头。
And of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes from the Lord and dwells in you.
你们不是自己的人，你们是用重价买赎回来的人。
You do not belong to yourselves, but you are redeemed at a great cost.
要在你们身子上荣耀神。
And therefore you must give glory to God.
所以就是我们个人来说，我们这个身子，圣灵住在里面，我们这个身子就是神的殿。
And so The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and therefore in our bodies, and therefore our body is the temple of God.
就是团体教会说, 教会是神的殿。
And so communally, as the church, the church also is the temple
一用同在,
of God.
一用同住,
because God dwells among us, in us.
我们从旧约所罗门建造圣殿这个过程当中，我们来看圣殿是怎么建造起来，圣殿的功用是为了什么？
And so, looking at the Old Testament, let us see how the temple was built and the purpose of all these materials.
刚刚我们读到列王记第五章，那里告诉我们说，圣殿是从山中凿出来，又大又宝贵石头上建成的。
We read in 1 Kings chapter 5 that it was built with costly stones.
所以我们看见教会，不，神的殿，旧约神的殿，它是用许多又大又宝贵的石头把它建立起来的。
So we see that God's temple was built with great stones, costly stones.
到新约我们看见神的殿，教会用的材料是什么呢？
And in the New Testament, what is the material for the church?
材料就是我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
And so the material in the New Testament is all of us children who are saved.
在彼得前书第二章来告诉我们说，我们来到主的面前，因为主是活石，所以我们来到主的面前，我们也是像活石。
First Peter tells us that the Lord is a living stone, and likewise we also are living stones.
是一个有生命的石头。
This is a stone that has life.
不像旧约圣殿是用那些没有生命的石头所造起来的。
In the New Testament, unlike the Old, which was built from unliving stones.
所以新约的教会，这个圣殿呢，是被建造成为一个属灵的宫殿。
And so the church is being built as a spiritual building.
我们刚刚没有读到彼得前书第二章那里告诉我们说，被建造成了属灵的宫，属灵的房子。
We didn't read before, but in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says we are being built up as a spiritual house.
这个殿是一个有生命的一个房子。
This is a living house.
不是一个物质的房子。
It is not just a typical building.
不像旧约的圣殿，有一天用火可以把它烧毁掉。
And unlike the temple, which could one day be burned by fire.
所以我们看见我们在神面前，每一个蒙恩的人都是非常宝贵、非常有价值的人。
And so we see each saint before the Lord is something that's very precious.
我们看历史一代。 仇敌想尽办法要来毁灭教会，要把教会从地上除灭掉。
And so we see through the ages that the enemy is trying to find a way to destroy the church.
但是我们看见教会永远存立在那里。
But we see that the church endures forever.
尤其因着逼迫，因着艰难，好像外面看不见教会的存在。
And through oppression, we may outwardly think that there is no presence of the church.
但是教会仍然在那里，永远是不会被除灭掉的。
But the church is always there and will never be destroyed.
因为这是个属灵的房子，一个属灵的圣殿。
Because this is a spiritual house, a spiritual temple.
并且每一个里面的所有材料，每一个人都是极其宝贵、有价值的。
And each member of it is extremely precious and filled with value.
因为是主用血买回来的。
Because we were redeemed by His blood.
就是我们出生来说，我们每一个人都是非常卑贱的。
From our birth, we may think that each of us are very common.
都是卑贱的，很卑，很low，很base.
一点都不宝贵。 Each one of us may not consider ourselves to be.
我们这些是亚当的后裔，天然生命都是极其败坏，都是从一个不值、没有价值的人。
We are all descendants of Adam, and we may think that we are corrupt and fallen, and we have no value.
所以保罗在罗马书第三章来告诉我们，我们这些罪人在罪恶底下的人是一个不义的人。
And so Paul in Romans 3 says, we have all become useless.
是偏离正路，成为无用的人。
That altogether we have become useless.
一个无用没有价值的人，最终他就成为地狱火湖的材料。
First, something that is useless that has no purpose, it can only be good for being burned.
感谢主，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
We thank the Lord that today we are saved by His grace.
因着主的爱，舍命流血，把我们用重价把我们买赎回来归给他。
And that He, at the cost of His own precious blood, has redeemed us back to Himself.
成为一个有价值有用的一个人。
Now we have a value and a purpose.
而成为建造这个属灵圣殿的一个材料。
To be a material for the building of this spiritual temple.
所以每个蒙恩人在主的眼光当中是极其有价值、极其宝贵的。
So each one of us in the Lord's eyes has a great value.
圣经告诉我们说，他把我们当作他眼中的同人，这样看顾来保护。
And the Bible tells us that we are, as a lover in His eyes, someone that is precious to be protected.
生命记32章那里，神在那里说到以色列，他们在神面前蒙恩的光景，是这样说的。
In Deuteronomy 32, He talks of the condition of the Israelites.
他说耶和华遇见以色列百姓在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地。
And it says, He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness.
他如同他眼中的瞳人这样看顾来保护他。
He cared for him and he guarded him as the pupil of his eye.
弟兄姊妹，这就是讲到我们今天蒙恩的光景。
And so, brothers and sisters, this talks of our spiritual condition today.
我们生活在这个地上，这个世界就像一个旷野，一个荒凉之地。
Our life in this world is like a desert land, a howling waste of a wilderness. Our condition is a place where we cannot truly find satisfaction. And around us in the wilderness are wild animals like a lion that will come and try to swallow us. But one day the Lord found us.
主找到我们,
he discovered us.
他在那里用他大能的膀臂在那围绕我们，保护我们，看顾我们。
He encircled us with His mighty arms to care for us and guard us.
因为这个实在是一个非常危险的环境。
Because we are in such a dangerous circumstance.
因为仇敌常用各种方法要引诱我们犯罪得罪神。
Because the enemy is trying to use various methods to cause us to sin against the Lord. And we thank the Lord that after we've become saved, that He has encircled us with His arms and He will carry us.
所以先知以赛亚在那里46章也告诉我们。
And so the prophet Isaiah in chapter 46 tells us,
再来说自从你生下以后就蒙到我的宝宝，自从你出胎以后呢，就蒙我在怀揣，直到你年老的时候，我仍然是这样子。
He says, You have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I will be the same, and even to your graying years I will bear you.
直到你年幼花白的时候，我仍然是这样，宝宝怀揣永远是不改变。
And even to your graying years I will bear you. The Lord has born us from our youth to our elder years, and he will never change.
因为他把我们当作他眼中的瞳人，细细的、仔细的在那边保护我们、眷顾我们。
And he has watched over us and cared for us as the pupil of his eye.
从得救直到如今，他都是这样，永远是不改变的。
From our salvation until eternity, he will never change.
因为我们在他眼中是极其宝贵、有价值的一个人。
Because in His eyes we are precious. He has redeemed us at great cost to Himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天怎么样看待神的儿女呢？看待弟兄姊妹呢？
So brothers and sisters, how should we view God's children, our brothers and sisters?
主所宝贵的，我们应该也是要宝贵。
What the Lord treasures, we ought to treasure ourselves.
主眼中看我们都是一个有价值的人，每一个人在神面前都有功用的人，我们也应该把弟兄姊妹也用这样态度来看待他们。
That each saint has value before the Lord, we ought to also treasure and value them.
都是我们从主眼光来看弟兄姊妹的时候，你会看见今天教会的光景会有很大不同。
And if you can view the saints in this manner, you can see that your attitude toward the church will have a great difference.
大卫在他的诗篇16篇在那里说，
And David in his Psalm 16 said this.
他说：“论到世上的圣灵，他又美又善，是我所喜悦的。”
As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
圣灵就是神所分别出来每一个圣徒。
The Holy Spirit has called out all of His saints.
圣灵就是神的百姓，就是神的教会。
And these saints are God's people, His church.
是他最喜悦、最欢喜的。
Those he has most delight in.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天同样看神儿女也应该是这样的眼光，都是圣民，都是圣徒。
And likewise, we should treat God's children today in the same way, that they are all saints.
神把我们这些蒙恩的人从世界里面分别归，分别出来归给他自己。
He has separated all of those who he has saved with his grace and separated them out from the world.
这是我们今天在主眼中的一个光景，的一个神对我们的态度。
This is the attitude the Lord has towards us.
也可以说是我们在主面前的一个地位。
And you could say it is our position before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是从圣殿、旧约圣殿建造里面，我们看见我们都是一个极其宝贵的一个石头，是有生命的石头。
And so from the example of the Old Testament and the building of the temple, we can see that we are each a precious stone.
那圣殿建造的一个目的，第二个目的是什么呢？
What is the second purpose for the building of the temple?
我们说头一个目的就是要成为神的居所，让神可以住在那里。
The first is to be the Lord's dwelling place, that he can live there.
那圣殿建造第二目的在那里是彰显神、荣耀神。
The second purpose of the temple is to exemplify the Lord, to give glory to him.
所以当刚刚我们读到那个《列王记》第应该是《历代志上》22章那里告诉我们。
It should be what we just read in 1 Chronicles
22。大卫在那里说：“我儿子所罗门，为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍万国。”
First Chronicles 22,
第四节,
verse 4, and the timbers of cedar logs beyond number for the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of timber to David.
他儿子所罗门所要建造的圣殿是要高大辉煌，要把这个使他名义荣耀能够传遍万国，传遍列国。
And verse 5. And David said, My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all the lands. And when Solomon built the temple, he said similarly.
他说，我所要建造的圣殿是盛大的，因我的神是至高超乎诸神。In
2 Chronicles 2, verse 5, he says, The house which I am about to build will be great. For greater is our God than all the gods.
我要建造殿宇是高大，是出奇的，是wonderful的，是奇妙的。
He says, the house that we built is exceedingly magnificent, famous, and wonderful.
这是建造圣殿第二个功用要显出来的情形。
So this is the second purpose of the temple.
就是圣殿本身来说，它不大。
On paper, the temple itself is not that big.
只有60左长，宽20左，高30左。
It is only 60 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 30 cubits tall.
圣殿比所罗门所为他自己所建造的宫也小太多了。
And the temple was smaller, much smaller than the palace that Solomon built for himself.
但是大卫跟所罗门在告诉我们说，他所要建造耶和华殿是要高大的，是非常伟大的。
But David spoke of the house that Solomon was to build, that it would be exceedingly magnificent and famous.
所以这个高大不是指的外面建筑物到底有多庞大。
And so he was speaking, the size of this temple is not its physical dimension.
乃是这个圣殿的品质、性质、它内涵、内容是什么。
But the materials it is made out of, its interior, how it is.
它是借圣殿建造，它里面的那个性质里面所包含的，显出神是一个伟大的神，神是一个奇妙的神。
That everything in the temple would show us that how great the Lord is and how powerful He is.
因为我们的神是超乎诸神之神。
It says, "For He is greater, for greater is our God than all the gods."
他是至大至尊至荣的神。
He is the Lord Almighty.
要把他的荣耀，把他权柄传遍列国。
And he will share his glory to all the nations.
所以这个大不是指的外面物质的一个大。
And so this greatness of the temple is not the outward size of it.
今天的教会伟大, 也不是在乎外面人多人少。
And therefore, the greatness of a church today is not how many people are in it.
不像今天所谓有一些教会几万个人聚集，它被称为是个 mega church.
And today, there are churches that have tens or hundreds of thousands of people that are called mega churches.
神的伟大不是借着外面物质东西所表明出来的。
And the greatness of our Lord is not exemplified by the outward things.
它是借着这个圣殿本身的品质是怎样的情形。
But the materials that it is built from.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个就是讲到教会被称为神的殿的一个功用目的。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is one of the purposes of the temple.
就是个人身子是神的殿。
That each of us are members of God's
temple.
That together, the church is God's temple. We have to testify of the Lord and give glory to Him. To show how great our Lord is.
这伟大神有一天居然差遣他独生儿子降卑为人，来拯救我们这些罪人世上的灵魂。
That the Lord sent His only begotten Son to humble Himself and die for all of us sinners upon the cross.
这伟大神也是个奇妙神。
That this Almighty God is also a wonderful God.
他成就何等奇妙救赎工作。
And He has done this wonderful work of salvation.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们罪被钉死在十字架上，神的爱就显出来了。
So while we were yet sinners, the Lord died upon the cross for our sake, and therefore His love was shown to us.
所以教会作为神的殿，乃是要表明我们这个神，我们想相信主耶稣基督，他是怎样一位神，怎样一位主。
So the temple has to reflect who the Lord is, what His characteristics,
他的权柄，他的荣耀，他的能力，他的尊贵,
His power, His might, His glory.
都要借着教会把它显明出来，彰显出来，传到地极。
And they must be testified of through the church to spread throughout the four corners of the world.
用什么？这是圣殿建造的一个目的。
And this is one of the purposes of the temple.
因为我们神是这样一位神。
Because our Lord is this kind of God.
所以当摩西带以色列百姓经过红海来到对岸的时候，
So when the Lord led His people across the Red Sea.
神用红海的水把法老的追兵吞灭在海中。
The Lord caused the Red Sea to swallow up Pharaoh's armies that were pursuing.
所以他们过了红海起来以后，他们在那边向耶和华唱歌。
So after they passed through the Red Sea, they sang a song of praise to the Lord.
他们在那边唱耶和华，主你众神谁能像你呢？
He said, "Who is like you among the gods, O Lord?"
像你是至圣至荣可颂可畏施行奇事的神。
Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders?
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天地上的教会圣殿要显出来的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition that should be shown in the church today.
我们神是至大至荣至颂可颂赞的神。
Our Lord is a majestic and awesome in praise.
行了许多奇妙作为，行了许多神迹奇事在神的百姓身上。And
He has worked marvels and wonders and miracles in His people.
当然，那还不是指真的是那个神迹奇事，当然主也做很多神迹奇事的事情。And
of course, the Lord has done many wonderful, miraculous things.
乃是在我们这些蒙恩身上显出许多奇妙作为，他是一路这样带领我们走这一条旷野的道路。And
He has done these miraculous things in His people. To lead us in this path through the wilderness.
所以我们要常常用赞美歌唱赞美这位荣耀神，这个尊贵伟大神。
So we have to sing praises and worship to this majestic and wonderful Lord.
这是就着整个圣地来说，应该有这样光景显明出来。
And so this is the temple's purpose, and it should have this condition.
那进到圣殿里面呢？
When we enter into the temple,
我们看见圣殿里面的用。 许多装饰是怎样装饰起来的呢？
When we look at the temple, what are the materials that it is made out of?
我们知道圣殿里面 用最多材料呢，基本上香柏木，还有那个松树、松木，还有那个金金跟金子。
And so we see the most commonly used materials in the temple are cedar wood or pine wood and gold.
用最多材料头一个就是香柏木，香柏木就是香柏树的一个木头。
And so cedar wood comes from the cedar trees.
木头在圣经里面是表明人性。
This wood in the Bible represents human nature.
所以香柏木就说到主耶稣基督人性的一个显出那个高贵、尊贵、伟大的一个生命。
And so the cedar wood tells us of Christ's great and noble life.
因为香柏树是在树木当中是最高大的。
And cedar wood in that time was the tallest, cedar trees were the tallest and largest trees.
所以当人进到圣殿里面的时候，他所看见的头一个就是许多香柏木显在他眼前。
And so when someone walks into the temple, the first thing they see is all of the cedar trees, cedar wood.
感谢神，今天人进到教会里面的时候，他所看见的就看见主耶稣基督那尊贵荣耀生命。
And so we thank the Lord that when people enter the church today, the first thing they should see is Christ's great, wonderful and noble life.
看见他的超越一切所有的人。
That he is far greater and exceeds all other people.
第二个木头就是松树，松木。
The second wood material is pine wood.
我们知道松树它是一个常青树。
We know that pine trees are evergreen trees.
所以是讲到主耶稣基督那个生命新鲜活泼，带出许多生命的气息来。
Which speaks of Christ's life, which is fresh and lively.
并且松树呢，它在寒冬里面，它生命仍然是非常兴旺的，不受寒冬的影响。
And that even in the winter, these trees are still thrive. They are not impacted by the winter weather.
这是主耶稣生命的表现，生命的一个光景。
This is an expression of Christ's life.
所以今天人进到教会，进到圣殿里面，所看见的光景也应该是这样子。
And so when someone enters the temple today, that is the condition that they should find.
人在那看见基督生命的表现，新鲜活泼有气息。
That Christ's life is present and it is still fresh and lively.
并且知道这个生命可以经过很严厉的考验试炼的，仍然生命没有受一点影响，没有衰残。
And that they can go through times of great oppression and not be impacted.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会所要显出来的光景。
And this is a condition that ought to be revealed by the church.
那底下还有一句话很特别。And
following there is a very special phrase.
他说殿里的一点的石头都不显露出来。It
is said that not a single stone was revealed.
都用香柏木把它遮蔽起来。They
were all covered with cedar wood.
感谢主，圣殿的确是用极大又宝贵石头所建造起来的。
Thank the Lord that although the temple is built with great precious stones, but when you enter the temple, you cannot see a single stone. Because every stone is covered by the cedar wood.
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天教会被称为圣殿，也该有一光景。Brothers
and sisters, this is how the church, which is a temple of the Lord,
人来教会当中，人不看这我们这些蒙恩得救的人，好像在那好像都显出自己，在那表现自己。
That when someone comes to the church, they do not see all of the individual Christians representing ourselves.
每一个石头都被香柏木把它遮蔽起来了。
Every stone is covered by the cedar wood.
人在那所看见就是基督美丽的生命，尊贵荣耀生命。
And all they see is the great and precious life of the Lord Jesus.
是个新鲜活泼的生命，从人的身上把它彰显出来。
It's this fresh and lively life that is exemplified in us.
并且在那里还刻上野瓜跟初开的花。
And not only that, the wood was decorated with images of gourds and open flowers.
那初开花看起来非常好像非常幼韧，但是却是非常美丽的，非常新鲜的，非常有香气的。
And these flower decorations are very beautiful and evoke the idea of freshness and
所以人进到教会里面站在所散发出来都是基督馨香之气。
And so when someone enters the temple, they should experience the sweet aroma of Christ.
人也看见基督的美丽在教会当中在神的百姓当中显出来。
And they should be able to see the beautiful, wonderful image of Christ being testified of in the temple.
圣殿里面最重要的一个金属就是金子，还有金金。
And the final material is this gold and pure gold.
金子说到神的性情。
Gold speaks of the nature of God.
所以在那里，所罗门在建造圣殿的时候，那里告诉我们说，那个殿内殿都是用金金把它铺上，贴上墙壁。
And it says in the inner sanctuary that Solomon overlaid everything with gold.
内殿外殿地板是贴上金子。
And the inside, the floors and the ceilings were all overlaid with gold.
整个殿都是贴上金子。
And the whole temple was covered in gold.
感谢主，当人进到圣殿里面的时候，不仅看见香柏木、松木。
Thank the Lord that when someone enters the temple, they don't just see the cedar wood, the pine.
看见左右地板都是金子，或是有些是金金的。
And they see left and right that all the surfaces, everything is covered in gold.
从各个角度，从各方面都显出神的性情出来。
So from every angle, it shows us the character of God.
让感受到神就在这里。
And they can feel the Lord is here.
神一切性情、美德、圣洁、公义。 恩典慈爱都借着教会把它彰显出来，表明出来。
That all of God's characteristics are revealed and exemplified by the church.
当人看见这一切的时候，就把荣耀归给神。
And when someone sees this, they will give glory to God.
所以保罗他说，你们的身子是圣灵的殿，是为了荣耀神。
And so Paul says, your bodies are for giving glory to God.
这是圣殿建造第二个目的。
This is the second reason for the building of the temple.
这是今天神建造我们这些成为他圣殿在我们身上的一个非常宝贵荣耀一个心意。
And this is the precious purpose for all of us in the church.
所以我们看见教会在这里，一切都在见证基督他是谁，他所是，他为我们所成就的工作是什么。
And so we see the purpose of the church today is to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在教会里面，在那不表不再标榜人，不再高举人，只有高举耶稣基督。
That we do not magnify or give glory to any person, but only to Christ.
所以保罗说他不传别的，只传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
So Paul says, I speak of none other than Jesus Christ.
所以若是我们知道教会圣殿建造是有这样目的，功用时候。
So we see the purpose of the building of the temple.
我们来到新约，看见神的教会，就是个人，就是团体来说，同样原则。
In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, therefore we see it is for the same purpose.
只有基督，基督是一切。
And it is only Christ, and Christ is all.
弟兄姊妹，这就是教会的见证。
But this is the testimony of the church.
这是圣殿建造的第二个功用目的。
This is the second purpose of the building of the temple.
那圣殿建造还有第三个功用。
And there's a third purpose or use for the temple.
我们知道圣殿乃是百姓来到这里朝见神、敬拜神、赞美神、奉献给神的一个地方。
The people come to the temple as a place to meet God, to pray, to worship, and serve, and offer sacrifices.
神的百姓来到圣殿，在那里也要听神的教训。
And they come, God's people come to temple also to hear his teaching.
所以来到新约，我们就更清楚了。
So come to the New Testament, we are even more clear.
所以刚刚提到说，彼得前书第二章也告诉我们说，我们在那里都是像活石，被建造成个属灵的灵宫，属灵的房子。
It says in 1 Peter that we are living stones who are being built up as a spiritual house.
所以今天新约教会这个灵宫属灵的圣殿的功用是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of this spiritual house in the New Testament?
乃是我们一同聚在一起的时候，只要聚在一起的时候，目的就是要朝见神、敬拜神。
The purpose of us gathering together is to seek the Lord and to serve him.
要赞美他, 在这里有献祭,
to worship him and to offer sacrifice. Here we would listen to God's word.
感谢神, 这是一个属灵的工, 属灵的殿,
thank the Lord that this is a spiritual work in a spiritual house. It's not a material thing that has been built up, but it is being built up by living stones. And we ought to be, additionally, a holy priesthood. We know that in the Old Testament, the Holy Temple was a holy temple, and the priests were priests. We see in the New Testament, not only are we the holy temple, we are also the priests. As if the temple and the priesthood are the same. So when we, all of us together, come to the meeting, we are to know that we are all priests.
祭司就是一个侍奉神的人。
And priests are people who serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神面前， 我们也要献祭。
Brothers, when we come before the Lord, we ought to offer up sacrifices.
我们献什么祭呢？
What are we offering?
我们不是像旧约祭司在那献那些牛羊的祭。
We are not like the Old Testament where we offer up sacrifices of cows and sheep. And our sacrifices are spiritual.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我们是一个圣洁的祭司。
We are a holy priesthood.
因为神呼召我们，拯救我们，就是要我们来侍奉他。
The reason why the Lord called us and saved us is that we ought to serve Him.
是，就团体的教会聚会在一起的时候，不是做别的事情。
So when the church is gathered together, we don't do other things.
那些世界的活动，那些娱乐不能带到教会里面，那不是教会存在的意义。
All these external activities that are sometimes brought into the church, these will not.
教会存在意义，教会聚集的目的就是在那里要敬拜神、侍奉神。
What will endure for eternity is gathering together to worship the Lord and serving.
教会聚在一起的时候，就是为了侍奉他。
When the church gathers together, its purpose is to serve the Lord.
所以我们每个人聚在神面前一同聚会的时候，我们就是为了侍奉他。
And so every time we gather together, it is for us to serve the Lord.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose that He has saved us.
所以路加福音第一章, 那里告诉我们,
so Luke chapter 1 tells us.
他说他把我们从仇敌的手中拯救出来, 就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
That we have been rescued from the hand of our enemies, that we might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all of our days.
侍奉神是终身的。
We thank the Lord that our service to the Lord is for all
of
us. That as soon as someone is saved, they ought to enter into the service.
所以侍奉是没有退休的。
There is no retirement from the service.
地上工作有一天，年纪到个地步，你必须要退休。
Our earthly work, one day once you reach a certain age, you will retire.
但是我们作为祭司，我们侍奉是一生的，只要我们身体还可以。
But our service to the Lord as His holy priesthood is for our entire lives, as long as our body can handle it.
所以我们看见前面许多连长弟兄姊妹，他们到年老发白的时候，仍然在那忠心的服侍主。
So we see many saints, when they are elderly, their hair is all white, they still serve the Lord.
只要他们精神体力可以化。
As long as they have their energy,
他们没有停顿下来不侍奉。
They have not stopped their service.
他们没有说好了，我这样年纪大了，让年轻人去侍奉，我可以在家休息，咱们照顾孙儿，享受天伦之乐。
They have not said that now I'm old, I can hand over these services to the younger generation and stay at home and watch over the grandkids.
不错，我们还是地上责任，我们这些照顾儿女、照顾孙儿，有若是有时间、有办法的话，尽量能够帮助他们、服侍他们。
That it is not bad that if they have the opportunity to have raised kids and grandkids, they can help serve them. But that is not our main purpose.
我们主要目的仍然要侍奉神。
Our purpose is to serve the Lord.
所以我们看见一些连长到九十级，到超过一百岁，仍然在那很忠心的、很严谨的在侍奉神。
So we see many saints that are in their 90s, even over 100, who very diligently continue to serve the Lord.
不仅他们在那体力行的话，他们在那讲道，他们在那写书。
And while they have the energy, we see them still giving messages or writing books.
花很多精神体力在那里侍奉神。
Spend much of their energy and strength to serve the Lord. Because their life is to serve the Lord. The church is to serve the Lord. Thank the Lord that for our lives we can come before the Lord and gather before Him. And to serve Him in holiness and righteousness. So our service is not based on our passion or desire to serve
God,
but in holiness and righteousness. Because our Lord is holy and righteous. Unless someone is holy, they cannot come before the Lord. We see the Old Testament priests. They are a people that serve the Lord. As long as you are born in Aaron's house, when you reach age of 30, you can come and serve before the Lord.
但是他是不是进他祭司的职分呢?
But can they fulfill their responsibilities or purpose as a priest?
祭司都是沾染不洁的东西，他就不能侍奉神。
If a priest touches something that is unclean, they cannot serve the Lord.
祭司身体上有些缺陷，他也不能侍奉神。
If a person has a physical defect, they cannot serve the Lord.
虽然他身为祭司,
although they were born in a position
但是他,
of a priest to serve the Lord, they would not be able to accomplish their purpose of serving because they may have uncleanness upon them.
所以弟兄姊妹,同样我们今天蒙恩得救的人,
and so likewise today, brothers and sisters, we have this position, this opportunity to serve. And how are we to serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness?
保守我们这个身体,不沾染污秽,不沾染世俗的东西。
So we have to preserve our body to not touch these unclean things.
所以更多,帖撒罗尼迦4章那里告诉我们,
so in 1 Thessalonians, it tells us,
他说用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. And to not satisfy the lust of the flesh. To not touch these unclean things. And if we are corrupted by these unclean things, then we will not be able to satisfy our responsibilities as a priest. So we have to sanctify ourselves in to live a life.
我们与这个世界有别, 我们那些污秽肮脏事情, 我们不要去接触, 我们不要去听, 不要去说。
And so we have to separate ourselves from this, the things of this world and to avoid these unclean things.
这样我们才能进我们祭司的职分。
That we may enter into our purpose and responsibilities as a priest.
不是凭着我们自己。
Not according to ourselves.
我们今天常常, 我想那个不是一个很准确的说, 就是我们, 凭着自己, 我们就可以侍奉神。
Many people today will say, I might serve out of my own will or power.
弟兄姊妹,我们是不是常这样说, 照我本相来侍奉神,是不是? 照我本相来亲近神,来亲近主。
Brothers, oftentimes we may say, we will approach and serve the Lord as we are.
照我本相来是来到神面前是得恩典的。
To come before the Lord as we are is to receive grace. Because no one can approach the Lord apart from receiving His grace and mercy. But when we come to serve the Lord, it is not to come as we are. Not to rely on our own flesh and blood. But to hide ourselves in the Lord, to put on the Lord Jesus. Because our Lord Jesus is holy and righteous. Because He has separated Himself out. So in order to satisfy our responsibility as a priest, we have to live a life that is holy and righteous. So if we are contaminated by the dust and uncleanness of this world, we ask the Lord to wash us with His blood. That we may serve Him in holiness and righteousness. And the sacrifice we offer is a living sacrifice. So that we are to offer up a fragrant aroma, acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to the Lord. We are not offering up these common things, these cattle and goats. What we are offering up is a spiritual sacrifice. And what is it? Romans 12, chapter 1 has a very familiar phrase.
It
says to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这是圣洁，是神所喜悦，你们如此奉献是理所，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
A holy sacrifice that is acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以当我们要侍奉神的时候，我们把我们自己的身体献给神，当做活祭献给神。So
we want to serve the Lord, we want to offer up ourselves as a holy, living sacrifice. It is not a dead thing.
这是一个活的祭物。
This is a living sacrifice.
活的祭物就是让神可以
A living sacrifice is something that is useful to the Lord, that can be used by Him. We know brothers and sisters today, out of love, want to send some food to other brothers and sisters. And out of love, this is a very good thing.
And sometimes the
food that we give them is not to the taste of the brothers and sisters, and they might not receive it well. Sometimes their taste is more on the bland side, and they receive something that is very salty. And sure, they're thankful, but they cannot enjoy
it.
But if you give them something that is living,
像以前在台湾呢，有些像母亲是因为以前都有家里都有养鸡养鸭。
Like in Taiwan, in the old days, when many families used to raise chickens or ducks.
鸡长大以后，就要送给牧师。
And when they are grown, you can give them to the priest or the pastor.
不是自己做烤鸡啊，是蒸鸡啊，是把这个整这个鸡送给他。
It is not that they make a roast chicken or a roast duck, but they give them the whole animal.
他拿到鸡以后，照他自己口味去怎么来处理这个鸡。
And then the pastor can prepare that animal according to their own taste.
所以我们把我们自己身体献为活祭，就是这个意思。
And so offering up ourselves as a living sacrifice has this meaning. That when we offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice, the Lord can, according to His own purpose, use us.
说这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，所悦纳的。
And Paul says this is a holy sacrifice acceptable to God.
这是一个属灵的祭物。
This is a spiritual service.
随他调度，随他调度。
According to the Lord's will.
那我们还献什么祭物呢？
What other thing are we offering up in sacrifice?
保在希伯来书13章那里告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 13, Paul tells us, the Bible tells us.
他说常常靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Hebrews
13:15.
Chapter 13, verse 5 or 15. Chapter 13, 15. Chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. This is the fruit of our lips.
感谢的诗篇50篇那里告诉我们说，要常常以感谢为祭献给他。
thank the Lord that in Psalms it also tells us to offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
以感谢为祭献给他就是荣耀神。
And this sacrifice of thanksgiving is to give glory to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次我们聚会的时候，我们在那不仅唱诗、祷告，我们在那开口来颂赞我们这位神。
So brothers and sisters, every time we gather and we sing praises, we are offering sacrifices to
the Lord.
We are praising Him for His great work of salvation. This is a sacrifice. And this is something that we give often because we come before the Lord with our hearts filled with thanksgiving. But in Hebrews, it also tells us of a different sacrifice.
It says,
do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
弟兄姊妹，行善捐书是一个祭。
So brothers and sisters, doing good and sharing is a sacrifice.
我们知道祭是献给神的。
We know that sacrifices are offered up to God.
但这个祭怎么显出那实际呢？
How is this sacrifice shown? On one hand, it is offered to God. These doing good deeds and sharing is to help those who are in need. The Bible tells us that this is a sacrifice that God is pleased with.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见地上许多有需要的人。
Brothers and sisters, we see today there are many people in the world who are in need. The main purpose of the church is not charity. But each child of God should not neglect doing good and sharing and helping those in need.
保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候，他这样的对腓立比教会说
We thank the Lord that when Paul wrote to the Philippians, he said this.
他从腓立比教会得到他们的馈送。
He has received this gift of supply from the Philippians.
保罗把它当作一个极美的香气呢，是神所收纳、所喜悦的祭，献给神。
He has received it as a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
从菲律比的那些给保罗一些帮助，说这个极美的香气归给神。And
he has received this help from the Philippians, and Paul calls it a fragrant aroma.
感谢神，就会 告诉我们说要帮助那些困苦贫穷人。Bible
tells us to help those who are in difficulty and poor.
所以雅各书第一章二十七节那也告诉我们。So
in James chapter 1:27 it tells us.
他说我们在神面前那个真正的一个敬虔乃是不沾染乃是一个看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
It says, pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
And to keep oneself unstained by the world.
所以我们看见圣经很清楚告诉我们什么是真正敬虔呢？
And so the Bible tells us clearly, what is it?
敬虔一方面的确对神有个敬畏的心。
To be 对神有个敬畏的心。 To have this respectful heart, reverence for the Lord.
应该敬拜侍奉他。
Is to worship and serve Him.
And
someone who is truly reverent would visit and care for these orphans and widows in their distress. Because God is the God of orphans and widows. And He purposely cares for these people who are weak. But this is something that we often forget. The Bible tells us this is a sacrifice that is acceptable and well-pleasing to God. We thank the Lord. That in each of our lives, in the communal church, this is the condition that the church ought to have to reveal. This is the church that is in the heart of the Lord. And all of these things are to reveal and give glory to God Himself. From outwardly to reveal His might and majesty. That inwardly, it is all covered in the cedar and pine wood to reveal the aroma of life of the Lord. And to reveal His character. So in
1 Peter chapter 2,
as we are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, when it speaks of our position before the Lord, that we are being called to be a holy priesthood, to be a holy nation, God's people. What is its purpose? Verse 9. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So we see the temple and the priesthood. So that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light, which is the Lord Himself. This is the church, God's temple. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see the purpose of the temple and the church is this. The temple has how great and majestic it is. Because God is God over all things. He is a glorious God. And the inside of the temple also should represent the one wondrous beauty of Christ. This is why the church endures in the world today. Each individually, we are God's temple. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The church is the body of Christ, and Christ dwells in the church. We ought to give glory to God and reveal Him. We thank the Lord that this is the condition that the church, which is the temple of God, ought to have. And this is the church that the Lord is trying to build. So when we see in Revelation 21, so when the temple comes down from heaven, it is being called the New Jerusalem. The interior is covered in gold and precious jewels, and everything is transparent. And that day there will be no temple, because Christ Himself is the temple. And Christ and the church will be united. When people see the church, they will see Christ. And the church will represent Christ. Thank the Lord that this is the glorious church. And we are all part of this glorious church. This is the direction that we are pursuing. If we see that the Lord is the church, then our lives today will have this goal. And this goal is set in God's eternal purpose. And so let us continue to pursue this eternal purpose of the Lord. And may all the glory be to Him. Let's conclude our sharing. May our brother lead us in a concluding prayer.
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the words that we have heard.
让我们感谢你为着我们刚刚听到的话语。
That to the words that we would have a heart of response.
让我们的心对这个话语有回应。
We ask that you would open our eyes to the heights to see the glory and majesty of your church.
求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的教会是何等的。
So that the life and ministry that we receive from the Lord will be governed by that vision. And therefore we ask that you would help us consecrate ourselves more fully. So that we would be a people that are pleasing to you. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告是奉我主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us.